This is Twit.
The new domain squatting, Instagram squatting. Let me see if I can find it. I think the number was the top 10 Instagram stars have more than 1,000 phony accounts, parroting them, claiming to be them. And it's become a big issue. I'm glad I'm not one of the top 10 Instagram stars.
Well, I mean, I find a lot of these parody accounts are, in fact, more entertaining than the actual ones.
I don't think they're all parodies. Yeah. I think mostly they're trying to impersonate.
No, one of my favorite parody Twitter, I guess it's a parody Twitter account, it's J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, no.
Where he tweets basically in all caps and every third for, and Miss Pratt features prominently. But I used to follow that one just because it was delightful.
Is that a person I should know who that is?
He is Spider-Man's assigning editor. He's Peter Parker's assigning editor at the Daily Bugle.
Okay.
Yeah, my sarcastic rover is mine. It's the sarcastic curiosity rover. Yeah.
Swift on security is my favorite.
Oh, yes.
The one where it's like Taylor Swift as a security expert.
Yeah.
That's so obviously you guys...
I know who the founder of that was, and we have to keep quiet.
You do know who it is?
Yeah.
For example,
you can never actually say who... And now it's done by multiple people, but the original guy that did it is just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a work of genius.
So this is the Times article, came out this Sunday. Their analysis of the 9,000 top Instagram accounts are impersonating a mere 10 people. So they use as an example Kip Moore. He's a country music singer, songwriter, very famous. 28 accounts impersonating him on Facebook, at least 61 on Instagram. Here's the thing. Many of the accounts send messages to fans asking for love, promising love, asking for money, promising money, asking for love. And people fall for this.
Yeah.
Last year in Australia, a 42-year-old man was charged with 900 sex offenses for impersonating Justin Bieber on Facebook just to solicit nude photos from minors.
And of course, it
worked, of course. Last year, Oprah Winfrey posted a video saying somebody out there is trying to scam you using my name and avatar on social media asking for money. First of all, what kind of idiot do you have to be to believe
that Oprah's sure
that Oprah's asking you for money? And then giving it to her. Hi, this is Oprah. I'm a little short right now. Could you give me $1,000?
I'm down to my last billion. It's just not good.
You can't hit up Dr. Oz. Is he not taking your calls
Dr. Oz
anymore?
Is not taking the calls. New York Times commissioned analysis to tally the number of impersonators for the 10 most followed people on Instagram, Beyonce, Taylor Swift. The analysis conducted by Social Imposter. This is a business. They protect celebrity names online, found nearly 9,000 accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pretending to be those 10 people. Neymar is number one, the Brazilian soccer star.
Okay.
1,676 impersonators. Wow. Selena Gomez, number two. Beyonce, 714. Miss Taylor Swift, 233. She had the least among the group. You know why?
Yeah.
She's got an active, real... her persona on Twitter, right?
She'll actually pull in fans, sort of super
people
fans
know
on
that,
Twitter,
right?
Yeah, and pull them in and give them pre-screenings of the next album or something like that.
Yeah.
She has used social media in a very intelligent
very
way.
Very sharp.
Yeah.
I think she's tiring of it now, though. I think she's retiring. She's got enough money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you if you were Taylor Swift? No?
I mean...
She's on a concert tour, right?
This is actually something... So this is an interesting thing that... I'll tease it because that Dan Patterson and I are working on. Dan Patterson, also regular.
Love Dan. Love
going on tour, aren't you?
But social media fatigue, right? If you look at a lot of the people who've been on social media for a decade now, right?
I'm the poster boy for social media.
Exactly. All of us. You get to a point where it gets to be more of a burden than a joy. And so you look at a lot of those folks, they're now sort of either limiting their activity or focusing on maybe they'll work on one platform and show up, you know, sporadically on others.
Yeah.
And so whereas you look at the sort of mass of people that joined social media and a lot of the people that are active on it now and that drove a lot of what happened in the 2016 election, for example, on social media. You know, it was really 2012, 2013 when they sort of got into social media. That's when it went mass media.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, others, when it went to the masses. Mm-hmm. And so they're at the sort of 5-year kind of peak, right? So what's going to happen when they get to the sort of 10-year and social media, mark, and social media becomes more of a burden. That's one of the things that that Dan and I are going to explore a little bit, is this idea of, what does that mean for one public dialogue for a lot of things?
I think it's nothing but good. Do you really think there's some benefit to being active in social media?
I think it's introduced me to some interesting. One of the things
there's no good that comes of social media.
No. I mean,
just stop it.
There are a lot of. I mean, okay. I'm limited in social media. I don't have an Instagram account. I just stick to Facebook and Twitter because I can't be to cover that.
Instagram the most annoying because it's just nice pictures.
But it's just nice pictures, and I don't take that many pictures.
Right.
Yeah. And when I first got onto Twitter, I was kind of disappointed because you were expecting, like, okay, you've got 140 characters. It'll be full of elegantly crafted haiku.
Look at this outrage, upset, insult.
Yeah.
It's an engine for this stuff. And
well,
frankly,
do you guys have rules or general guidelines? For example, what I've noticed is I generally go off Twitter at 5 o'clock on Friday, and I don't go back on until about noon on Monday.
If you have to make that rule, you have a problem.
Well, it's not a rule. I just noticed it was a thing I was doing.
Get off Twitter. Yeah. This is my new slogan. This is my new
thing.
Get off. Here's an example.
If I'm traveling, I'm never on social media, for example, because I would rather just.
And you're happier for it.
Oh, yeah. No, I just got back from a week at Lassen Volcanic.
Do an experiment this week.
Amazing. Grand Prix, I like chatting with people on Twitter.
See how you feel after you get off Twitter just for the next 5 or 6 days. Yeah. Just do a little check-in after you get off Twitter.
I'm wondering if maybe I should treat Twitter like I treat bill paying, where I'm like, okay, I schedule a time every month where I do it.
You should treat it like you treat heroin.